Manhunt. The tempest lashed over the land, gale winds leaving a path of destruction in its wake. Tammy watched the storm from the attic, peering through the circular window, mesmerized by the dark lightning flashing within the swollen storm clouds. Nature's violent wrath suited her mood, a harsh reminder of man's inability to control the environment. It was only a matter of time before the police found them. Tammy enjoyed the brief respite, needing time to think. Why in heaven's name did Richard bring a hostage? That was not the plan. It was supposed to be an easy in and out, and no one was to get hurt. But someone had triggered the silent alarm while Tammy was emptying the vault. Hearing sirens in the distance, Richard panicked and shot a guard in the chest when the officer moved. Another blunder was taking the bank manager for leverage. They were fortunate that Stephen had been waiting outside in the car with the engine running. The Camry pulled away from the curb just as two police vehicles turned the corner, screeching to a stop in front of the bank. At this point, the money was irrelevant, even though she needed the cash. If Tammy was caught, the local authorities would discover the numerous outstanding warrants, and Interpol agents would be on the next flight out of Geneva. While Richard believed they were in love, Tammy did not share the sentiment. It would not be difficult to put together another team in a different city once Richard and Stephen were eliminated. The bank manager was collateral damage, and Tammy had no qualms about taking the guy out. Yet, hurting innocent people was not Tammy's style.
"There you are," Richard said while opening the door. "Stephen's back. It's brutal out there. We're stuck here until the storm lets up. Might as well make the best of it. How about..."
"Where's the bank manager?" Tammy interrupted.
"Tied to a chair in the basement. Don't worry, I knocked him out," Richard replied. "Stephen's watching the Weather Channel. As I was saying..."
Richard held Tammy in a loving embrace, kissing her neck gently while whispering endearing words in her ear. Sweeping Tammy into his arms, Richard carried her into the master bedroom, where they satisfied their primal needs to the sound of rumbling thunder. Satiated, Richard dozed off. Tammy waited 15 minutes before carefully lifting his head and breaking his neck. She dressed quickly and retrieved her pistol, which had fallen under the bed. Peering over the railing, Tammy noticed Stephen was still in the living room, beer in hand, watching live coverage of the nor'easter. With the television blaring and clapping thunder shaking the house, Stephen never heard footsteps descending the stairs. Tammy placed the barrel against his head and pulled the trigger. Stephen slumped over as the bottle crashed upon the floor.
"Now what to do about the bank manager?" Tammy thought while listening to the forecast.
If the predictions were accurate, the worst was over, and Tammy could leave. It did not take long to pack, since she always traveled light. Tossing the suitcase and the duffel bag filled with the bank's money into the trunk of Stephen's car, Tammy drove to the train station, where she purchased a ticket for Los Angeles. It had been an easy decision to spare the bank manager, since he would be dead by the time the police discovered the body. One less crime attributed to her list of offenses.